A classic edition of Daily Bread.
Father, thank you for Monday. Thank you for every day. Thank you for life. May we never take it for granted that we can hear, that we can talk, that we can walk, that you have given us a chance to breathe another breath, to have another heartbeat, to have another moment of life with you. Praise you, Abba, the faithful one. Jesus, our Savior, who died on the cross for us and rose from the dead. We thank you forever, Holy Spirit living within us. We praise you, we worship you, we give our lives to you. Praise you, Holy Trinity. Welcome, brothers and sisters. The program is called Daily Bread. I'm Father Al Lauer. We're here to talk about the daily Eucharistic readings, not to take the place of Mass, but to prepare you for Mass, or if you've gone to Mass, to help you live the Mass and be a walking tabernacle. Let's pray right now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us repent no matter what we have done. The Lord is merciful. His mercy is available to us right now. Repent, brothers and sisters. Please go to confession.
I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God.
May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Father, we pray that we would love your Son so much that we would do anything for him, even die for him, even live for him, and may we live with him forever. We pray in his precious name to your glory, Father, and in the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Look at our gospel reading, Matthew chapter 23. Jesus talks about the scribes and the Pharisees. He also on other occasions talks about the lawyers and the Sadducees and the priests, the various religious leaders of his time in Judaism, and he calls them frauds. He calls them blind fools and blind guides and whitened sepulchers. He says they are hypocrites. Now, this did not sit well with the religious leaders, as you might expect. And, of course, they led the way in having Jesus crucified. But that's not the end of the story for all of them, because some of them converted. Some of them accepted the gift of faith. Some of them had the gift of faith, but still refused to acknowledge Jesus. Because, as it says in John 12:43, they preferred the praise of men to the glory of God. But, for example, the priest, and I think this could apply to other religious leaders, Acts 6 and verse 7, there were many priests among those who embraced the faith. In John, in chapter 19, we hear about Nicodemus, who was a member of the Jewish Sanhedrin, a leader of the Jewish religious community. We also hear about Joseph of Arimathea, a secret disciple of Christ and a very prominent man, a very rich man, and in one way a leader. And they both convert and publicly acknowledge Jesus as Messiah. Well, brothers and sisters, it shows you that even the enemies of Jesus, some of them did eventually convert. Pope John Paul II, in the document towards the third millennium, section 14, he says, well, we always have conversions, but in this year, if God has his way, there will be, as the Pope says, manifold conversion. Oh, brothers and sisters, we are going to see people that we just never, ever thought would ever change. We're going to see them give their lives to Jesus. And we're going to see numbers of people give their lives to Jesus to the point that we are just going to be just absolutely amazed. We're going to be praising the Lord and praising the Lord. You may be seeing some of this already. You may be seeing some of the Augustines converting through the intercessory prayer of the mothers, Monicas. For example, one lady in our community, Mary Holtke, a lot of you know her, she had six family members rejoining the church and receiving the sacraments at Easter Vigil. In fact, she couldn't get to all of them because they were in two different churches, and she just had to miss out on part of it. But, you know, in all her years, she's never had anything like that happen. And most of us haven't had anything like that happen. I saw a news story recently. It's kind of gotten the news in Europe and not so much in the United States, that several European actresses, those who are doing movies and are very affluent and kind of in the jet set, you could say, several, not just one, this happens occasionally, but several European actresses have converted and gone into the convent. They didn't just become Christians, they decided to become nuns, some of them cloister nuns. And you go, wow, European actresses? Well, maybe one time this could happen, but several of them, that's hard to believe. Well, yes, it is, brothers and sisters, but that's the way the Lord does things. In our first reading for the Eucharist today, we read from 2 Thessalonians. And we know the Thessalonians were open to the Lord to a degree, but we also know that they were trapped in sexual sin, and they really needed a lot of help. They needed a lot of conversion. Well, in 2 Thessalonians, we read that their faith is growing apace. Their mutual love is increasing. So much so that in God's communities, Paul says, we can boast of your constancy and your faith in persecution and trial. These Thessalonians have converted and have really made some gigantic changes. It's happening, brothers and sisters. It's happening with European actresses. It's happening with people who live just down the street from you. It's happening with new Augustines and Monicas. It's happening with new Thessalonians. It's happening with religious leaders that you think are the last people who will ever give their lives to the Lord. It's happening. Now, how do you get in on this? Well, I'd like to just say two things. One is, first of all, you begin with yourself. The first conversion you need to be seeking is yourself. Say, well, I'm already converted. Well, yes, but is there anything lacking in your conversion? Is there any plank in your eye that you need to get out before you get the specks out of someone else's eyes? Well, brothers and sisters, I think a lot of us still have some planks. And so there's room for greater and deeper conversion. So, hey, you could, what about you? What about you? And then once you get the plank out of your eye, guess what? You need to go and get the specks out of other people's eyes. You need to be, as we read about in Acts 19, and Ananias. Ananias is praying. God says, I got a job for you. Ananias says, fine, I'm ready to go. Then God says, the job is to go to Saul. And he, you know, you heard about him. He kills Christians. I want you to go over there and lay your hands on him and give him the Holy Spirit. Well, Ananias says, he sure better get the Holy Spirit or I'm going to get dead. Well, God says, that's exactly right. Well, Ananias had to have a tremendous amount of courage and faith to go on over there in the den, you might say, of the most vicious persecutor of the Christians at that time. But he went, and he was very, very successful in converting Saul, of all people, who later became the great writer of the Scriptures, great evangelist, missionary, and teacher of the faith. So it's happening, brothers and sisters. Let it begin with you. Let it continue with others as you express the faith, obedience, and willingness to suffer that Ananias expressed. Augustines are changing even at this moment. We have two pamphlets that will give you more information on this. One is called Leading Your Loved Ones to Christ. That's usually the most difficult history of conversion. I think a lot of us would just as soon lead somebody around, a foreigner from who knows where, to Christ. But, you know, your own family is more difficult. And a lot of people don't understand the differences there. They don't understand there's different relationships in family, different dynamics in family. And if you don't understand that, you're going to make some real terrible blunders in leading your loved ones to Christ. So that little pamphlet could help you, Leading Your Loved Ones to Christ. And then there's another one called Mission Impossible. I'm sure most people would look at the religious leaders of Jesus' time and say it's impossible for them to convert. But yet many of them did. So the two pamphlets, Leading Your Loved Ones to Christ, and the other one, Mission Impossible. It'll only take you a minute or two to read each one. We want to invite you to get those, because when we talk about these things on the radio, we really don't just say, hey, you know, that's something to think about. No, let's not just be thinkers, hearers of the Word. Let's be doers of the Word. Let's not just hear about somebody's family or European actresses and say, well, that's pretty neat. No, no. Let's get involved in it. Let's be doing it, doing the Word of God. If you hear the Word and you don't do it, your house is on sand and it will collapse. But if you do the Word, your house is on rock and it'll stand up to anything. Do you understand, brothers and sisters? Okay, the two pamphlets, Leading Your Loved Ones to Christ and Mission Impossible. In order to get them, you should call 513-662-JESU. 513-662-JESU. These pamphlets may be available through the internet. I'm not positive, but give it a shot. The address is www.presentationministries.com. There are audio CDs and a videotape teaching that goes with both of these teachings, Mission Impossible and Leading Your Loved Ones to Christ. If you call the 513-662-JESU, and we ask for you to pray about the program. We really need you to obey God. And we don't think we need to do anything except tell everybody to do whatever Jesus tells you. As long as that happens, we'll be all right. So do whatever Jesus tells you, okay? Our address is Presentation Ministries, 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211. That's 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211. The phone number again, 513-662-JESU. Maybe I'll give the address one more time. Presentation Ministries, 3230 McHenry, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45211. Now I'm going to send you out as an Ananias to bring conversion. And may Almighty God bless you now in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.